Cuba is a country in transition, but it is a slow transition. The government has taken steps to open up the economy by allowing more Cubans to open up their own small businesses, for example. But the bigger picture includes a crumbling infrastructure and low salaries paid by the Cuban state to most professionals. Plus, as Cuba's economy grows more and more dependent on tourist dollars, a college graduate on the island doesn't earn nearly as much as a waitress or a taxi driver. So what's a young Cuban to do? From Havana, Deepa Fernandez picks up the story.
7-year-old Jennifer Alvarez loves school. Her favorite subject?
Math.
Sometimes it's complicated, but sometimes it's easy.
She's a sweet little girl being raised by a single mother. And it's not just math that's complicated, she tells me. Life is too.
The thing is that sometimes you want to go somewhere and then you can't. And it's a bit complicated because you don't have money. You can't afford the bus fare. There's lots of things you can't afford.
But she has big dreams for when she grows up.
I'll be like a teacher or a doctor.
Her mother smiles. She's a preschool teacher, but her salary was so low, she was forced to look for a job in someone's private business. It's a conundrum many professionals face today, especially young people. It's Sunday afternoon, and this group of early 20-somes are hanging out. They've just finished watching a soccer game, but they stay put at home as none has any money to go anywhere. Tania Garcia recently graduated from a 5-year university course with a degree in biology.
I really like research work in the labs. I love the world of biology. Not so much studying little animals. I prefer the human end, like immunology and genetics. These are the areas I like.
She really only has one option with her qualifications, and that's to work for the government.
I work for the state, but of course, a small business owner earns much more than a state worker. Here, it's really hard for young people.
Garcia says she considered not going to university and finding a job in tourism, but her parents pushed her to study, and she loved her 5-year degree.
When I graduated, I said, I'm going to work and help out my mom and my parents. But no, that hasn't happened. I still live under my mother's roof. It's my mom who helps me, and that's not what I want. Now I want to help my parents, and I want some control over things. But I feel like I'm still a child, but I'm 25 years old.
While she and her friends can go to the movies or even the theater, these kinds of outings are cheap, and they charge in Cuban pesos. Bars and restaurants are expensive, and you have to pay in the dollar equivalent currency, which Garcia doesn't earn in.
Going out is a bit limited because sometimes you want to go to a certain place and then you can't because you don't have the money.
And as young adults still living at home, many, like Dariel Ramirez, understand that this wasn't the reality for their parents' generation.
In my mom's time, well, she studied and graduated and got a job, and with her salary, which wasn't super high, she had enough to live, to go out when she wanted, to eat out, to buy clothes. It's not like that today. Times have changed.
Ramirez graduated as a zoo scientist and vet.
Well, if I could choose, I would stick with my field of being a vet because it's what I love doing. But here's the thing. The salary is really low. It's not enough to survive. It's complicated.
In the kitchen, Odalis Ramirez is cooking for the half dozen young adults hanging out in her living room. It's a big family Sunday dinner, she tells me. So given all the kids live at home, do they help out with the cooking?
They don't. They all have a mommy who does it.
She doesn't mind, she says. If they ever manage to move out, they'll learn.
When I moved out on my own, that's when I learned how to cook. I would call my mom and say, Mommy, how do I do this? And she'd tell me, and that's how I learned.
When I ask her if she thinks her kids will be able to move out soon, she just shakes her head sadly. Across town, one young man is forging ahead, pursuing the things he loves doing. Michelle Almada is a railway technician by trade. He's also a singer and a model. He runs a weekly fashion show where he trains young people in the art of catwalk modeling. But he tells me there's an expectation that they'll have finished college first.
When a model says she is a model, she is also the same as an educated woman.
And right as he's telling me this, a stunning young woman approaches the designer our mother works for and asks if she too can be a model. He looks her up and down and tells her she'd be great, but she needs to study first.
Everyone says to me, but how do you do all this modeling work when you work in trains? But working on the railroads has always been something that has appealed to me. I like the trains a lot.
Almada's lucky. He's passionate about his day job in the train yards and loves his modeling work at night. He's found a way to make it in Cuba's two-tiered economy. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Havana.